Rick Astley, Never Gonna Give You Up here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Monday, 8th of March. Morning to you, folks. Morning to you, Big Boss Man.
Good morning to you on what is the greatest Monday in the history of the world that has ever happened. Thank you very much. What a day.
You might be in sparkling form, all right.
What a day to see the greatest team in Manchester prove themselves again while the second best team in Liverpool fell to the mighty fighting for their lives. What are they called again? The lads from the cottage.
Fulham, eh?
What a day.
God, it doesn't seem like that long ago there was all sorts of stick flying around about Sheffield Wednesday. Or Sheffield United. Or Sheffield somebody.
I think Sheffield nobody is what we're calling them now. Wasn't that magnificent?
What an extraordinary turn up for the books, is right.
Yeah, I'd love to actually
in
own
all
that
senses.
Yeah, oh, it was amazing.
You could boil that turnip.
I'll tell you something, you get some pleasure out of it.
Extraordinary. And it was mad. Was that that I was probably the only United fan that was willing City to score a goal towards the end.
I was thinking of you at the end because Jim sent me a message. He goes, look, I've lost the head. He had the jersey on and all, and he says, I'm after putting a couple of quid on 2-1 United, 18-1.
Yeah,
my God, how close were you?
I tell you. I was willing a sort of an extra, an added time goal.
Yeah.
For me few, Bob.
I was as well. I actually, when Sterling missed one at the very end, I went, you're up the cost of Jim.
Fortunes. Well,
few quid anyway, at 18-1.
Imagine that, though. Isn't that extraordinary that you get, that's how much of a... Of an unexpected result it was that you can get odds like that.
On a score
prediction like that.
For a one goal win, brilliant, yeah.
Incredible.
Jeepers, I wonder what they would have given you for Fulham and United on the double.
I'd say it would have gotten into triple figures.
10 grand to one, I'd say. Something like that. Miracles happen. I want you to remember that today, folks.
Absolutely. Yeah. special day. Yeah, the new Radicals, you get what you give here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Monday. Thank you for that. Thanks for letting us hang out with you on your Monday. As usual, 087-188-0008 if you need to give us a shout. And look at that. You put it out there and it comes back right at you. Look at that. Somebody did the very thing that you were speculating on.
Yeah, they did.
The unimaginable.
Whether Fulham... whether you could put money on United and Fulham for the double and what the odds would be.
Yeah, an incredible. And there's John Heavey. He did it. He stuck £3 on and the returns were 146 quid.
Jeepers, that's a great...
So almost 50-1, about 48-1 or something it works out as. And then somebody else did it as well. A friend of mine did it.
Did a fiver on it. Yeah. Oh my God, 227 quid.
I mean, that's extraordinary, right? That tells you, to be honest with you as well, how much of a shock result the United one was.
I know!
Because the odds, there's half a point in the odds between United trying to beat City and Fulham, relegation fodder, trying to beat the current champions.
It's really not a lot.
There's only a half a point in the difference of the odds between the two. Unbelievable.
There's nothing in it.
Mad.
Fantastic. refreshing.
There could be a lot of those kind of...
And the Monday's great and all we're thinking today. We're all in those... That Mondays aren't that bad. Oh, hardly, Jim. It's great old crack.
Great.
Texting Jim and all. You want to see him, the picture of him and all the gear and everything. I hope this is driving some people mad. It's great fun.
Right, let's do some birthdays for this 8th of March. It's not a fantastic selection, to be fair to you, but you'll make something of it, no doubt, starting with Cheryl Baker.
Baker? Which one is
Cheryl Baker is Nas Flusy.
Oh, jeepers.
Who had her skirt whipped off in the Eurovision.
Oh, on Bucks Fizz. Oh, yeah, jeepers. That was so funny. Well, you're so innocent when you look at it now.
Oh, yeah.
But the
shocking at the time.
Oh my God, the scandal of it all.
That was the early version of the Justin Timberlake, Janet Jackson Super Bowl incident.
It was.
Wardrobe malfunction. Their skirt just fell off.
And they did it on purpose. Disgraceful doing that. And what were they wearing underneath them? Full swimming gear. Full swimming gear.
They were in a leotard.
So the skirts weren't necessary.
Was that early 80s, was it?
Had to have been, yeah. Because I remember it. Like, I remember Me dad thought it was the funniest thing.
Did that happen here? No, what did they win that in Ireland?
I think they did. Yeah. I think they did.
So that would have been maybe just after Johnny won.
After a Johnny Loganer.
Right.
Maybe. It just shows you though, doesn't it? You know what I mean? Johnny Logan goes out there in class.
Yeah.
White suit
white
and halo.
White suit looking fantastic.
His halo and all freshly polished. He was doing the thing. He knocks it out of the park. And then following year, a couple of people dropping their clothes on the floor. Jeepers. The standards went downhill.
That was the slippery road to having turkeys and monsters and everything taken part.
You're right. It all started there. It did. I got to say it was... Oh, I'm just going to guess the year. I was going to do a CSI. It was going 1982, I was going to say.
Cheryl Baker is...
Is... Oh, that's a good while ago. Like... 71.
Oh, what were you going to say first?
69.
67.
Oh, okay.
67. Right, here's this one. It'd be much more up your street. Kat Von D.
Oh, Kat Von D, yeah. She's gone completely nuts. She was normal at the start when she was in Miami Ink and that.
Yeah. And but for those that don't know, she's a very famous American tattoo artist. She's had reality TV shows about her tattoo parlours and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, she started in Miami Ink and then she didn't get on with her man in the shop apparently.
Right.
And then they gave her own show, LA Ink.
Right.
And then she went completely round the twist. And I mean...
As in...
She gets married at the drop of a hat and she's like, she's one of these...
Did she go out with or married somebody famous?
She did, yeah. Your man from... Oh, she married a few people now. She married your man Jesse James. Do you know him?
From
he has a motorbike program on his Discovery Channel.
Oh right, okay.
One of them things. And who else? She went out with somebody else very famous as well.
Oh, yeah, she didn't go out with any of the Motley Crue crowd, did she? By any chance? No. I'm thinking of somebody else.
I don't know, to be honest. Like she has a bit of a legacy of madness in her past. Like
right,
and then she. I'm trying to think of it. She's just such a peculiar woman. Like
yeah, and not to be confused with. Dita Von T.
No, very different. Very different, yeah. Very different.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she's one of these people, she's into something brand new all the time, and it's the most important thing in her life. Do you know
right.
that sort of
oh,
thing?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
she's
yeah.
got that, like...
All one, in.
Yeah, one day, it's her veganism, and nothing else in her life matters except for that. Nothing, right? And you go, grand.
Yeah.
And then it's like, I've met...
And then the following month, she meets...
goes, I met someone and I'm in love. And when did you meet him? I was there last Friday. Yeah. Right, we're getting married, you know. And that all starts happening.
Right.
And then, you know, then it was our makeup line, and this is what I've always wanted to do. I don't even like tattoos anymore. Like, you know, she's
oh
like,
my God.
She's all in. Jeez. You know, in fairness to her.
Right, so the question is, how old is she?
Oh, she's about 40. She's still young, like 46.
39.
Oh, jeepers, you're joking.
Yeah. It's hard to believe. Well, wow. I suppose, yeah. If you're going to cram that much into your life.
I'm really surprised she's 39.
Yeah, 39 apparently, Kat Von D. Right, what about this? Now, this is going to go back a bit. It's getting a bit sketchy now, right? But I'm trying to think. Ah, yeah, you'd be able to reference Gary Newman.
Yeah, Gary
Our
Newman.
Friends Electric and Cars, all that sort of stuff.
Oh, he's a singer?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking of Gary Oldman. That's who I'm thinking of, the old...
You literally went...
Newman-Oldman.
Yeah, you went the complete opposite. Gary Newman.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking of Gary Oldman.
I actually thought right, for okay. a second, I won't correct him, I'll let it go. About you?
James messed it up again, has he?
Yeah, I was like, duh... Anyone
spare
can make,
his blushes.
I was saying anyone can make that mistake. Turns out it's just me.
No, Gary Newman, you know that sort of like you know that, what would you call that? What was that, you know, that music what would you tag that as? It certainly wasn't New Romantic, that's for
like
sure.
Like sort of electro pop and
yeah,
all.
Yeah, all that sort of stuff. And it was all that real kind of like I don't get overexcited.
Oh,
kind
yeah.
of stuff. You know
I'm not
what I mean?
Into that. Yeah,
yeah.
You get into it. Like, don't be acting like you're Morrissey now. Don't be doing all that. I would rather be anywhere else but here. But unfortunately, I'm ferociously unskilled.
And he had that. He had that like Lego sort of hair. It was glued onto him, didn't he?
I know exactly what you're talking about. I can't think of him, but I can think of everybody like that.
And he liked he liked to be pale a lot of the time as well.
Yeah,
didn't
of course
he?
They all did. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, it was part of the thing. I'm so unhealthy. Does it make me cool? Don't you feel how unenthusiastic?
He married a member of his own fan club.
Oh, do you? Yeah, well, I suppose if you're going to find someone that definitely likes you.
Yeah, exactly. It's a good place to start.
It's not a bad idea.
Who runs your fan club?
Well, amazingly, I don't have one. Amazingly,
I don't believe
it's not,
that for a moment.
Yeah, well,
what a shocker.
Well, maybe I'll start one. It'd be a bit pathetic though, me and me ma just opening no letters. I gotta say, he's 63.
Yes! Yeah,
that'll do.
Well
that'll
done.
Do.
Gary Newman, 63. What about this? Do you remember Aidan Quinn?
I do, of course, remember Aidan Quinn.
Aidan Quinn, the actor. He's listed here as an American actor. I suppose he is an American actor.
I always thought he was Irish.
So did I.
Always did. He's in Michael Collins. He's fantastic in the Michael Collins movie.
Yeah.
And he does a lot of hard-hitting stuff. Was it Song from a Raggy Boy? Was that him?
Oh, God, I don't
That's
know.
That's a tough
I tend to know him from his other end of the scale. I know him from all of the cop shows he always ends up in.
Yeah, he's very good. He's very good.
He's always like a tough New York cop in something or
Boston.
Other.
He's
or
got Boston. Boston.
Yeah, yeah, Boston, sorry.
He's got a hamburger. Yeah. He talks like he got a hamburger in his face. You know, come on. Park the car. He's got all that, doesn't he? Yeah, he's great. I think he's very, very good. One of those lads, everything he's in, he's brilliant in, but he's kind of underrated.
Yeah.
He's never the
star.
Goes
a bit under the radar, yeah.
He's
yeah.
never the star of any of the movies. I'm going to say he's like, about 54?
62.
Jeez, he looks well.
62.
Oh, he looks fantastic.
Aidan Quinn.
Yeah.
Right, and then your final one is I was going to say it's a curveball. It probably isn't for you, to be fair. Freddie Prinze Jr.
Freddie Prinze
Jr. That's not how you pronounce it, is it? Freddie Prinze Jr. with a Z.
Who's this fella?
Basically, he's that actor who was in that I Know What You Did Last Summer. He was in the Scooby-Doo movie. He was in something else really big, and I can't for the life of me remember what it was.
God, I can't.
He's married to Buffy.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Gee, but he did all right.
What's the big show
Sarah
he
Michelle
was in?
Gellar.
Freddie
she was brilliant.
Freddie Prinze Jr. What was the? Somebody will know what the. He was in some like big television thing, you know, like one of those, not a 90210, but you know what I mean, of that sort of ilk.
Yeah, like it wasn't a horror thing. Like,
I don't know.
You don't know.
Look,
he's
anyway,
doing this thing where I
Freddie
do.
Prinze
where he
Jr.
Goes, you know. I don't. Give me a clue.
Yeah.
He has a head and feet and all.
Did you not see the Scooby-Doo movie?
Yes, this is what I do. So I can't even snag it because this is what I do all the time. I'd say he's...
Oh, my God.
What age is he, mate? He's 51.
He's 45.
Right.
45, not
I don't know
bad.
What I was thinking.
It was a bit of a mixed bag this morning.
Well, it certainly was the way I assembled it in my brain.
And now you're up to date on the home of the Niall Boylan Show, weekdays from 12. This is Ireland's Classic Hits.
Good stuff. Thank you kindly, Tara. 6:32. How are you?
Asher. It's his Monday. What?
Hey. Good weekend.
A lovely weekend. Yeah. The weather was glorious.
Yesterday was glorious.
It really
right.
was, yeah.
yeah. And indoors actually, and outdoors, PJ, it was glorious, wasn't it?
Really, really was.
Yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm not going there. No, it was beautiful. And it was actually, you could actually get a sense of heat from the sun.
Yeah. I noticed that myself.
Yeah.
Do you know what I was thinking yesterday? We were talking about this yesterday. Remember, like, last year,
yes.
the March-April thing, when
yes.
lockdown first hit,
yes.
and we ended up with this incredible spell of weather. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
I wonder what the, you know,
hopefully,
what we can expect.
Hopefully pandemic weather sticks the course, you know,
yeah.
that we end up again with a
glorious... It was really good, like proper sit out in your garden in a t-shirt weather in March and April.
Beer garden weather, if only you had a beer garden, but you know.
yeah.
But I was really blown away this weekend, in particular, it struck me by the number of people out swimming. And paddleboarding and
a
kayaking,
huge
it's the
dry robers
the dry
like
robers
Mike out there in his Crocs and his dry robes and his avocado sandwiches.
Oh, I was jealous of them.
What?
Yeah, I was.
I don't understand.
PJ,
the first bit of sun we get, and then someone goes, "Oh, you know, I'd love to be cold." I'd love to be
We're
cold.
Losing Tara. Oh my God,
I'm
she's going to the dark side,
she
is. PJ.
I'm thinking a wetsuit might be on the agenda.
Oh, here we go. Yeah. It's all downhill from here.
It's a contagious.
Alana Miles, Black Velvet here at Classic Hits. Staying alive from the Bee Gees. Ahead of that, waking up happy with PJ and Jim here at Classic Hits on this Monday, 8th of March. Thank you for that. Thanks for letting us hang out with you on your Monday. 087-188-0008 if you need to give us a shout. Lots of people have been on, a few bits and pieces from the birthdays. Trying to get to the bottom of the Freddie Prinze Jr. thing, right?
Yeah.
And obviously I'm confusing him with somebody else as well. Somebody says that he was in Friends as the Manny.
Friends as the Manny. I don't know who that is. I can't think of that.
So Barry sent that in. Also, somebody said that he was in 24 with Kiefer Sutherland.
that I watched 23 of them. And then when I got to the last episode, I was like, I can't do this anymore.
Well, don't tell me he was in the one episode you didn't see.
Maybe, because there's a twist at the end of the first series, and I was like, this is the, oh my God, I'm never watching that again.
Anyway, thanks, John, for that. So he was in that. I looked it up to see, because I was convinced he was in like a big TV show. But
yeah,
he
yeah.
wasn't. Seems like the biggest thing he did was that I Know What You Did Last Summer and the Scooby-Doo movies.
I'm going to have to Google
But he's been in loads of things. Been in Boston Legal, been in Friends, been in, you know, various, like, you know what I mean?
He's like the way we were talking about Aidan Quinn in a way. He's probably a journeyman. He's never out of work, but yeah, never the star.
I don't think he's as good as Aidan Quinn now, to be fair. Like, let's not get carried away. But no, yeah, it's kind of that sort of stuff.
It's a gasp.
So basically, I Know What You Did Last Summer and marrying Sarah Michelle Gellar were the biggest things that he did in his career.
Both of those I would take. I take. That's a good deal. It's a good deal. That's a good outcome
he was
to
in,
anyone.
In some show called Family Matters, but I don't remember that. It's an American sort of sitcom thing.
It's weird. Everything you say about this fella is ringing a bell, but nothing's sticking.
Because I had it in my head he was in some big show like a Beverly Hills 90, you know what I mean? Not that, but like it.
Yeah.
But he wasn't.
I haven't a clue.
He wasn't. And the other thing about him as well is he's an Arsenal fan.
Oh, well, Dan, you should have mentioned that at the start. I would have just said 77 or whatever it is back when they used to be half decent and I would have left it at that.
Michael McDonough was on. Michael and Connemara was on. And he had the immortal words that I love reading. Love reading these immortal words on any WhatsApp. Jim was right.
Oh,
thank you for that, Michael.
About what now?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Just leave it at that. Jim was right.
Confirmation bias there. In its highest.
No, basically, we were talking about Kat Von D. And for some reason, I had something nagging in the back of my mind that she might have been with one of the lads from Motley Crue.
Oh, right.
And according to Michael, apparently she was. She was. She dated Nicky from the band.
There you go, right.
For a couple of years. So that's.
She goes out, she's always.
Once again, can I just go back to the original comments? Jim was right.
Or something. Where's the old insecure one? I love the insecure Jim.
Oh, he'll be back.
The fella that won't be giving himself a break. Where's that fella?
Yeah, he'll be back any second now. Any second now. Anyway, listen, so what have we got going for you today? Well, the big one, of course, is Double Money Monday. Double Money Monday is worth €1,100 in around about an hour's time. Magic Mike is with us on this side of the aisle today.
He is.
I don't know what that's all about. You swear something big was happening. He's here. So he'll be taking your WhatsApps 087-188-0008 if you can convince Magic Mike to let you on and have a go at the hit bit. You could be walking away today with €1,100. That's pretty cool. And classichits.ie, of course, for all the previous guesses and to listen to the hit bit, which is still relatively new.
It is relatively new. So there's not many wrong answers there on classichits.ie if you want to go and have a look at it. But there's a lot to go from.
Mm.
You know, and like that, you can listen to it as many times as you want and all that, correct?
Also this week, very cool on the breakfast table quiz. Prizes every day. Love it when it's like that.
Yes.
So literally just getting on to play is the only challenge you have. Because if you get on to play, you have the chance to win a signed jersey by the Republic of Ireland senior men's team and a €50 Spar voucher every day, celebrating Spar FAI School Zone at spar.ie. Have fun learning through football. That's what it's all about. So more details on that, but prizes every day on the breakfast table quiz this week with thanks to Spar. So that's pretty cool. That's always a good one.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. And also there was a great bit of hip hop going on in the Donegal Mass there yesterday.
Hip hop in Mass?
Hip hop in the Donegal Mass. Yeah.
Excellent.
Black the Ripper was up doing a bit of
Black
Donegal
the Ripper.
Mass. Yeah, so I have to play it. We'll have to have a chat about that.
Excellent. Yeah. Right, so all of that. And then, of course, apparently there's this.
This is Ireland's Classic Hits. Stand by for an important programme schedule announcement. Monday, the 8th of March at 8:15 a.m. Thank you.
Sister Sledge, we are family here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with BJ and Jim on this Monday, 8th of March. Thank you for that. Thanks for letting us hang out with you on your Monday, a Double Money Monday on the Hit Bish. Before 8 o'clock, we're going to play for €1,100. Magic Mike is with us. 087-188-0008. Try and convince him to let you get on and play for that €1,100 and have your guess. In the meantime, of course, classichits.ie for all the previous guesses and to listen to the hit bit as often as you like. And of course, on the show, we are very lucky. We're very lucky that we have, you know, one of Ireland's greatest ever comedians with us on the show for this particular segment. Because when it comes to comedy and gags and all that sort of stuff. I mean, we literally have the experts in our midst.
You are some...
It's incredible.
Mickey taken fecker, you
are. I'm giving you compliments. You can't even take... That's such an Irish thing. You can't even take a compliment. There's me bigging you up as one of Ireland's greatest comedians, and here we are about to talk about gags and stuff, and saying, I'm literally making you an expert in the field, and you're not even taking it.
I tell you what he's about to do. We're going to talk about jokes people don't get. He's going to make me an expert in the field of not understanding things, is what he's going to do. So they've done this survey, right? And they've realised that 67% of people will laugh at a joke they don't understand just in order to fit in, right?
I well believe that.
Yeah, at least. And then over half, actually 56%, will later on Google the joke to go, what did I not get there? Because they'll be so socially sort of, their social anxiety will tell them, you better figure that one out in case they say it again, or maybe if it's that clever, you can pass it on yourself or something, you know.
God, I've never gone that far.
No, neither have I. But I'm definitely in the initial 67% of laughing at jokes I didn't get.
Yeah.
I am all about that. I laugh at that. I don't hear most things, so I'm just laughing away, pretending I know what people are talking about. You know what I mean? I'm deaf as a post.
Yeah.
So,
you're like that man that used to turn around and say, what, just in case somebody
neighbor,
had said
yeah.
something.
Yeah, he just literally, what? I didn't say anything. Oh, yeah. Good. That was he was so afraid that you may have said anything that he would just join into a conversation even when there wasn't
there one. There wasn't one to join in. Brilliant.
And that means that it means we're polite people because we're always trying to make the joke teller feel comfortable.
Yeah.
That's one good sign of it. The bad side is you just feel a little bit silly sometimes. You know, sometimes you just feel like, God, am I that smart at all, right?
What sort of gags are they? Obviously, there's always going to be a gag maybe you don't quite get because the penny doesn't drop. But I mean...
Right, here's a list of jokes, right? Here's a list of them. And these are jokes that people had to look at. These are the top sort of 10 jokes that people had to read back a few times before they got it.
Right, okay.
I'll be honest with you. Most I do get. Some I've read 12 times. Jim, I don't get it. Right?
Right. So you have to question how good a gag is if that happens.
Or how...
And it was particularly with you being
is.
In... You being... a leading expert in the field.
Oh my God, I don't think I've ever written a joke. I just tell people about my unfortunate stories of life and they just find it laugh. They just laugh at me. That's what I've always been. So how do you drown a hipster?
I don't know. How do you drown a hipster?
In the mainstream, man.
In the mainstream. Right, yeah.
So it's not a great joke.
No, it's not a fun... Yeah. I do get it, though.
Here, you know this one. Time flies like an arrow. A fruit flies like a banana. I don't get that, man. I
time flies like an arrow.
Yeah.
Fruit flies. So it's like fruit flies. You know fruit flies that buzz around? They like a banana.
Oh, they like a banana.
That's it, yeah.
I didn't get that at all.
Well done.
Man, I read that 12 times. I read that 12, like I mean I read that a lot. Fruit flies, they like a banana.
Yeah.
Oh, for God, I can't believe I didn't get that. And now I'm going to try and tell that to someone later and it'll come out wrong.
Yeah, you'll be going now. Time flies, doesn't it, when you like a banana?
Time flies when you like a banana. Who's Arrow? Jeepers, I didn't get that at
all. So we've solved one, that's good.
Oh, my God, the clouds are lifting. Okay, what about this one? How do you milk sheep?
How do you milk sheep?
Yeah,
I don't know.
With iPhone accessories. I don't get this at all now. I don't. Like, there's nothing I'm
getting. That is a weird one. How do you milk sheep?
With iPhone accessories.
Milk sheep.
I don't get it at all.
Yeah, sorry. That one's gone over my head as well.
Look at this one. How many surrealists does it take to screw in a light bulb? Two fish.
That's good. That's...
I don't think I get it, man. I don't think I get it at all.
That's good. Come on,
is it?
That is good. They're surrealists. They're surrealists. It's, you know what I mean? It's abstract. It's completely, it's just ridiculous.
I know, but the fish. Okay, I heard a joke years ago.
Oh, I like that. How many surrealists? Two fish.
I don't really understand this.
That's one of the best gags you've ever told, man.
Are you serious? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But I'm still struggling. If anybody can solve the how do you milk a sheep with iPhone accessories.
I don't get that.
How do you milk a sheep? Are you definitely telling it right, yeah?
How do you... Okay, yeah. I'm reading it. How do you milk sheep? with iPhone accessories. I don't.
Ah, right. Somebody's explained it. Paddy's explained it.
What is
and,
it?
Look, loads of people got it that we didn't. Somebody else got it as well. Basically, it's slagging us for being sheep. Because we basically just constantly buy. In other words, all iPhone people are basically just sheep who'll buy anything.
I didn't get that at all.
I didn't know. So well done, Paddy. And who was that other person that correctly spotted that as well?
Hang on a second. I hadn't a clue.
Let me see who that is. Well done to Martin Monks. Right, well done, lads. Because, that one was... But I don't care because I just the surreal joke was fantastic.
I remember a Welsh comedian years ago told me he did a joke on stage in the International. Actually, he said I was attacked by the surreal IRA. He goes, they planted a fish in me boot in the boot of my car and it went off. and I got that one, but I still don't really get the two fish with the light bulb. I don't get it.
It's mad. It's not. There isn't the guess. It's just
don't be
surrealists, you know. Anyway, yeah. Is there any other ones?
Yeah, what does a dyslexic agnostic insomniac do at night? He stays up all night wondering if there's really a dog.
Yeah, I think I'd heard that one before. Yeah.
A dog?
A dog. He's dyslexic.
I just got it. Jeepers, this takes time, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, in fairness, it's no fish, but it's, yeah,
yeah
okay.
It's not, yeah, yeah. I like this, though. What do accountants do when they're constipated? They're walking out with a pencil.
Wham, I'm your man. Here are Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Double Money Monday on the Hit Bit on the way. Magic Mike standing by. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. And before we do this little story that you have, PJ, I can't help it. I've got to give you some more of these.
Oh, yeah,
some of these things that have come in. Stephen's text in, what kind of owl dries the dishes?
Oh, I no idea.
A teat owl.
Oh, for God's sake. That's not even a joke.
Also, I like this one. What do you call a monkey that eats dynamite? A baboon.
I like that as well, though.
And then I think this may turn out to be your favourite one of all. What's brown and looks in through the window?
What is it?
A nosy shite. Oh, right, thank you for all of them, but please stop. Anyway, right, okay, hip it on the way, and who knows, maybe if you scoop on Double Money Monday, maybe you feel like you might invest in a new motor.
Maybe. There's the Auto Express have been doing these car sort of reviews in their magazine for years and years and years, and they've come together now and they've decided to look at the worst reviews they were ever posted into their magazine, which should, as far as they're concerned, distinguish what were the 10 worst cars of all time. And I'm reading the list, and I have to be honest, I think they missed a trick, because none of these cars were hugely popular cars. In fact, if you weren't a bit of a petrol head, you might not even know what they are.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, they missed a trick on it. So apparently, something called the Riva G-Wiz was the number one. I've never heard of it. I do like the way they describe it, though. It's like, they say it had the performance of a sleepy vole and the structural integrity of an old man's slippers. So not exactly a raving review, but there's like some things you might know. The Reliant Robin is on the list.
Oh, yeah,
remember, like,
yeah,
of course,
yeah.
Famously, that's the same car from Only Fools and Horses.
Yeah.
That's where that got its name. But all the other ones aren't like...
Even to you, who's into your motors, they're not sort of instantly recognisable.
And like, I definitely thought, having grown up in an era where ladders were brought into Ireland,
ladders.
I definitely thought.
Oh my God! Remember the stick ladders used to get? Were they Russian or something? Or
they were Russian. It was after communism fell, and then the Russians were able to bring in their own cars. I think or sell them or something like that, wasn't it?
Yeah, you got them free, did you? You bought a teapot. You bought a teapot and you got a free ladder or something.
I'll never forget. One of me mates, her father got one, and she was like, it was a thing. Like, it was, please don't drop me to school, Dad. Please don't.
Really?
Yeah, and then if you did drop her, she had to be dropped off two roads down because she'd be mortified if anyone seen her.
And were they
ladder.
Were they terrible? I've never even seen one in the flesh, if you know what I mean.
Do you remember them back in the day? They looked like those cars kids drew with the crayon. It was a real square looking.
Yeah, no, I can visualise one all right. I don't think I ever came up close personal to
I'm talking about jokes. We've been talking about jokes all morning. The amount of jokes that went around about ladders.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what you call a ladder with a sunroof? A skip. What you call a ladder with two exhaust pipes? A wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
So there was loads of them. And I remember once, my elfella had a car years ago called an Austin Montego, and I swear to God, it was the worst car I have ever seen. Like, it was head-turningly bad.
Really? Because cars, I mean, they have, I mean, I remember if you go back to when like it seems weird now with people. I think all cars have power steering now, don't they? I think that's a standard thing across the board.
So, yeah.
But like when you think back to when they didn't, and you'd be turning something that'd be the size of a mini, but it felt like you were turning a double decker bus.
Like little Owen's gone. You couldn't turn the wheel in the car before they took off and all. Oh my God! Now my old lad, he drove through this on his Austin Montego. He drove over a builder's tarp thing,
right?
And it melted onto the bottom of the car. So every time you every time you started it, you just smelled this really bad smell of burnt plastic came in, and you had to roll down all the windows. And then in 1995, the day the Dubs won the All-Ireland, I was going through town in it,
yeah,
and I went to change gear, and the gear stick fell through the floor, through it. There was all, like, I was there, people were beeping and all. I was there, I have no gears. I had waving a gear stick at them. I was like, no, I can't drive it. Yeah.
And that didn't even make the list.
I'm disgusted. Me Elf will be disgraced because he was proud that he had the worst car in Ireland.
Ireland's classic hits. And now, the Hit Bit with Supermax. Whether you're into taco, curry, cheese, or garlic fries, we have something for everyone. Order online, available at supermax.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit. The Hit Bit is worth €1,100 for Double Money Monday today. It's still the all-new, brand-new one as far as I'm concerned. Here is what it sounds like. And the first up to play this morning is Anita Murphy. How are you, Anita?
I'm grand, PJ.
What's the crack with you, Anita? Where are you in the country today?
I'm in Ballyfermot.
Ballyfermot, good stuff. Did you have a decent weekend for yourself? Did you get out into that sunshine?
I did. I had a great weekend with grandkids.
Oh, very good, very good. Yeah, so all looking after you well and all of that, are they?
No, they don't.
Well,
they
that's okay too. That's all right too.
Yeah, fair play to you,
Anita.
That's
my job. They just run me Instagram and they'll be wrecked after.
Oh, that's it, you see.
Oh, right.
No appreciation.
Tell you something. Poor old Anita.
Yeah. She needs a few quid.
Money, lads.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, if you want to get your hands...
We got Magic Mike physically with us today, which that could be a good sign. Maybe he's anticipating a winner. What are you going for, Anita?
I'm going for Bronxie Beat. Small Town Boy.
What a tune.
What a tune. Wow.
Great choice, yeah. Anita. Great choice. Right, Michael, what do you make of that?
Oh, well and good having a great choice, lads, but is it right? Anita, I'm just wondering, like, tell me why did you guess that? Why?
What?
I don't want to know. It's wrong.
Unlucky. Unlucky, oh, no. Anita. Sorry about that.
Sorry, Anita. We let you down there.
Yeah, the Monday blues has started now.
That's it, yeah. Stick with it. Don't give up on it, Anita. Take care. Keep at it.
Cheers, bye.
Cheers.
See you, good luck.
Bye-bye now.
Barbara Lawler waiting there as well. Oh, hey. How are you, Barbara?
Good morning.
What's the crack with
you? It sounds like we just interrupted takeoff, did we?
I'm driving on my way to work, man.
Where are you, Barbara?
I'm just driving down to Kimmage, heading into work.
In Kimmage? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Oh, good stuff, right. Did you get out in the sunshine over the weekend?
I did plenty of walking. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not sure I heard you there, but I did hear a bit of gunker dunker dunky dunky.
Walking was in it. There was some sort of...
Walking.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Barbara, let's get you out of this wind tunnel.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you think this is? We'll try and give you some money.
I think it's Tiffany. I think we're alone now.
Right, okay. Tiffany, Michael.
Interestingly, I think you're alone now in guessing that because it hasn't been guessed before and it is wrong. I'm sorry.
Not to worry.
Off to work you go, Barbara. Keep at it. Have a good day.
Yeah. Thanks
a million. Take care.
See
cheers.
You, Barbara.
Bye-bye. Right, there we go. A couple more that you can scratch off the list. Next opportunity to play, of course, half one with Niall Boylan today. And I think that concludes it, really, doesn't it?
I think
have you anything to add, PJ?
I'm just a little bit worried that there's a hurricane in Kimmage and that's not in the news. Not even a mention of it in Tara's headlines.
Yeah. Poor, Barbara, she did sound like she was about to take off, didn't she?
Yeah, I mean, she's dramatically relaxed considering she's in a Gale 7 wind.
Yeah, Del, rolling in the deep here, classic hits Come On Eileen from Dexy's Midnight Runners just ahead of that. Indeed, the strains of David Bowie and Changes, because of course, right across the weekend, no doubt you'll have heard it. There was all sorts of reaction on social media and all that sort of stuff. The little ads, the little promos, saying that there would be an announcement at 8:15 this morning about some changes that were happening. So, before we give you the details of exactly what is happening, let me say this to you: that from the point of view of both PJ and myself, we both hope very, very much that you will be part of these changes, right?
Absolutely.
That's very important to get across. We want you to be part of these changes. And what I'd say to you is that if you like the show, if you're a fan of the show, if you like what PJ and myself do in the morning, and you want to stay listening to that, you very much can. And we very much want you to do that, okay? But the powers that be, the people who pay the bills, have decided that it's time for a change and time for a bit of a freshen up. So here is what's happening.
So you can stay with us, but we are moving from Classic Hits. We are moving to Radio Nova.
That's
It's the same sister station. It is our sister station here. We're going to Radio Nova. It'll be the same time of day, so that won't throw out your routine too much at all if you want to stick with us. But it is happening. Yeah, yeah. We are going upstairs. We're going to make the most of this. We've had such a great time here at Classic Hits. It's been 6.5 years of coming in and having fun and winning awards and hanging out with this fella, so there's no way I was going anywhere without him, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely that was important. Like, we're still going to be working together. And as PJ said, we have all of this kind of fantastic time that we've had here at Classic Hits, with the award wins, all the extra people who have listened to the show. And we want you to keep listening to the show. We want you to stay with PJ and myself. We want you to listen. As PJ said, we are moving to our sister station. We'll be coming to the same building. We'll be in a slightly different studio, but you can. It'll be exactly the same time of day, and you can listen to us. If you're in the Dublin, Wicklow, Kildare, or Meath area, you can listen as you normally do on your radio.
100.3 is on your radio there, and everywhere else in the country, everywhere else in the world, what are we talking about? Mm. You have the radio player and the Nova app. All of those things.
So radio player up.
Get that onto your phone or get your Alexa.
If you have an Alexa, exactly, Alexa or the other, the Google version, the Google speaker thing.
I don't know what that's called. Jerry, is it? I don't know what to call that one. I don't really know.
But anyway, literally tell it to play Radio Nova for you, and you'll get PJ and myself at exactly the same time each and every morning. And it's officially happening from the 1st of April. That's when the changes kick in. So effectively, this is our final week on Classic Hits.
Yeah, it's not an April Fool, by the way. I know a lot of people here on the 1st of April are going, I know what you're up to.
There's
going to
be a thing.
No, it is happening. We're going to make the most of this. When we were given the opportunity for Nova then, you know, when the news here was breaking, we thought, yeah, okay, let's do this and let's keep the show on the road and let's keep it as exciting and as much crack as we can.
Yeah.
Jeepers almighty, though. It gives me butterflies in my belly saying it. I have to say, I'm nervous. I, you know what I mean? I feel like I'm after asking somebody to have a baby with me. That's how I feel.
Steady
I feel
on.
Like, yeah.
Steady on. So that's it. There it is. That's the nutshell. That's it. It's basically we are moving. But as I say, we're not moving very far. We're literally moving upstairs, to be honest, to a different studio.
Which
and
is
you
handy.
Can still, because of all the technology, you can still listen to us. And we would love you to. We want you to stay with us. We've had a fantastic time. Continue to have a fantastic time on the show. We've had great success. We've enjoyed it all. And we wanted to keep going with you very much on board with us. This time, it's no different. It's just a different brand. It's the Radio Nova brand. You'll be able to listen to it, as PJ said, on 100.3 on your radio. You'll get it on the Radio Player app, on the Nova app. On your Google, on your Alexa, any of that sort of stuff, you can listen to us and hopefully you will.
Phone and, all. And hopefully you do.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, jeepers. Now we have to add a whole set of steps onto the commute, Jim.
Yeah.
You know, it's a whole other set
another
of
flight
steps.
Of stairs.
I get the lift, I'd say. I prefer getting the lift.
So there it is. Thank you very much. And, well, look, it's certainly not goodbye, that's for sure.
No,
hopefully it's not. Hopefully it's just a new chapter, another chapter in the PJ and Jim story. You know what I mean? Hopefully somebody knows how to spell
it's
this.
It's not one. You, it's us. And hopefully we don't even have to break up with each other. We're all going to move together. That's the idea.
That'll be entirely up to you because we'd very much like you to be with us.
We're just moving, Gaff.
Exactly.
Like the way Jim did, round the corner.
That's pretty much it.
Because he didn't like people parking at his gate. It's another one of those. We're doing that.
Yeah, and it all officially kicks in from the 1st of April, as I say. This will be our final week on Classic Hits in the normal environment of whatever. So that's it. What are you making out? I don't know what to say now. Will I press this button, PJ?
You might as well.
Rhythm is a Dancer from Snap and the song of the day from David Bowie ahead of that and Changes here at Classic Hits. Thanks so much for all of the WhatsApps. 087-188-0008. Much appreciated all of the reaction. Suffice to say, a lot of people kind of, you know, how would you phrase it? Less than enamoured, PJ. Why aren't you... Hang on a second now. He's gone. You see, he's out there wandering off. Look, he's gone hiding. You can't You can't do this. You can't. You got to.
Sorry, I didn't.
You got to front up, BJ.
I don't like it. I don't like confrontation.
No,
no, you're right.
Well, it's
I
not
know.
You. It's not us. It's just it's happening. You know what I mean? We're all dealing with it.
Look, this is the truth. Is you can still get us. I have to sort of reiterate that point. There's a lot of people saying they can't listen to us anymore. You can. When as soon as we go, we will be on your smartphone. We'll be on Radio Player. You can get us on the app. You can get us on Alexa or whatever. Any of those things.
Yeah.
We'll still be 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. On Radio Nova. If you're not in the Dublin area, don't worry. You can still stay with us. And please deal with the Oh, Jay, stop breaking up with me. I'm not able for the heartbreak.
And also a few other questions that are coming in. People wondering about any other kind of. The lads during the course of the day will tell you their own story or whatever, but it doesn't affect anybody else. So you know, all your other favourite shows like Niall Boylan and Damien Farrelly and Trina and. Nicky at Night and all that sort of stuff all remain
and
the same.
Super smooth end on the weekend. Super, all
absolutely.
The same.
So that's all good. And of course, the other thing is to let you know that you'll still have Magic Mike and you'll still have Tara.
The amount of people asking about where Magic Mike was going.
Yeah, no, Magic Mike is...
I'm nearly offended. He has more fans than I do.
Magic Mike is staying here to help the new boys settle in. And Tara, of course, is going to be doing her thing as normal as well. So you'll still have the guys there from that point of view. So look, I mean, as PJ said, it's very much a situation where we dearly, dearly hope that you'll still listen to us each and every morning. We'll be here in the same building at the same time. It's just a different studio. It's a slight change on your radio dial, or it's a slightly different instruction or a slightly different app. That's all it is. It's a tweak from your point of view. And if you can do that and you want to listen to PJ and myself in the morning, you still can. It'll just be on Radio Nova from the 1st of April. That's
we'll have the crack, Jim.
Absolutely.
We'll keep the flag flying. We're gonna rock it.
We can do this, people. We can do it.
Oh, jeepers, Jim. We're going to have to grow me hair.
I feel like we should start playing our version of those government ads about hang in there kind of stuff. And we're all in this together. And
don't worry, on the 1st of April, it'll all start again.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Kilmartin Educational Services. In class or online, learn and revise safely and get ahead with Julie's. CKES.ie.
So as I mentioned, it's a good week in the Breakfast Table Quiz. God, PJ, it almost seems like they kind of did a special bumper bonanza for the final week, isn't it?
Yeah, how do you mean now?
It's kind of like that. Excited to see the back of us, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Lashing prizes in all of a sudden.
Prizes all over the place, signed jerseys and everything. Yeah. All the things we're into. Vouchers. Yeah. I love free things as well, Jim.
You couldn't get a prize for ages. All of a sudden now there's loads of them.
They're all over the gaff.
All over the place. Anyway, here's what we have for you. It is a great week on the Breakfast Table Quiz, courtesy of Spar, because basically they've given us a signed jersey by the Republic of Ireland senior men's team and a €50 Spar voucher every day. So that's like both of those every day for you to win on the Breakfast Table Quiz this week. So you don't even have to worry about getting a big score or what anybody else scores. And this is all celebrating Spar FAI School Zone at spar.ie. Have fun learning through football. That's what it's all about. Basically, it's a series of lessons all based on the theme of football. And the lessons last 4 weeks with two lessons per week. And it's aimed at 4th, 5th and 6th class students.
Absolutely. So there you go. We get this Monday. Let's set the standard to say... My heart is fluttering for this, among many other reasons. Today is putting it mildly, but it's Cliona Hurley. Is that right, Cliona?
It is, yeah. Good morning. How are you?
How are you, Cliona? How's things with you?
Good, thank you. Good, thanks.
What's the crack? Where are you in the country today?
I'm in Dublin.
Good stuff. Are you nowhere specific or just keeping playing cards?
I'm in work.
Right.
Branch of Town, sorry.
In Branch? Ah, right. Very good. And we allowed to ask what you do, Cliona?
Yeah, I work in the hospital, Connolly Hospital.
Oh, do you?
Good, very good.
I feel like I should stand up and applaud you.
I always do. Yeah. Every time I hear somebody works in the hospital now, I do feel like standing up. I feel like all those mad Americans. Thank you for your service and all else.
Exactly, exactly. Right, little Kalina, the good news is you can totally relax because you've already won yourself that €50 Spar voucher and that signed Republic of Ireland jersey. So that is yours.
That's your chicken fillet roll sorted for the month anyway.
Exactly. And now you can relax and just show off your wonderful general knowledge over the next 60 seconds. Are you ready to go?
I am, yep.
PJ, have you gathered yourself?
Just about.
Right, here we go.
What name is given to a female fox?
Oh, I don't know.
A vixen, name the loud noise during sleep caused by the vibration of the palate.
Sorry.
Yeah, what type of animal is a kingfisher?
A fish.
It's a bird. Which Mr. Men character couldn't stop falling over?
Mr. Bump.
Eating what vegetable is commonly believed to help a person see in the dark?
Carrot.
Aliens are often referred to as little men of what colour?
Green.
What was the nickname of Tom Cruise's character in the movie Top Gun?
Maverick.
Ham and bacon are both products from what animal?
Pig.
Piranha fish are native to what continent?
Asia.
South America. The Charleston dance is associated with what decade?
50.
The 20s. In the Victor Hugo novel, how was Quasimodo better known?
I can't remember.
The Hunchback of Notre Dame. What is a relative of a snail but without the shell?
Snug.
That's it.
Yes, well done, well done. God, I thought you were never going to get past the Hunchback question.
I couldn't.
I love when Dublin people come on, they do that. Your man, you know him. You're the fella there.
I only saw him the other day.
There was a fella just like him went up the centre. Yeah.
Jim, you look a bit like him there. Right, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct answers, Cleona.
Great, thank you very much.
Not bad at all. But look, to be honest with you, it didn't matter. You're a winner the minute you got on the phone. So enjoy signed Republic of Ireland jersey and the €50 Spar voucher. Well done, you.
Brilliant. Thanks very much.
Cheers, Cleona.
See you, Cleona. Bye.
Cheers. Bye-bye. Right, and it means, of course, that's exactly what you can win every single day this week. Doesn't matter about beating that score of 7 from Cleona. Every day that you get on, you can be a winner. All with thanks, of course, to Spar FAI School Zone at spar.ie. That's where you can register. Have fun learning through football. Missing from Everything But The Girl. Here are classic hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Monday. Thank you for that. Thank you for letting us hang out with you on your Monday. And in all the way, obviously, lots of different things that have changed today of all day to be talking about stuff that's changed. But anyway, lots of different things have changed over the recent past, of course. And, you know, maybe it's not something that's in direct reference for the likes of you and I, PJ.
Yeah.
But the whole mask going thing.
Of course.
Has taken on a different, you know, people are getting their online masses. And
yeah, well, you're not allowed
in. The stories of priests having like sort of, you know, back alley kind of
communion
and all that stuff. Yeah, so. But I mean, but you know, with that, I mean, for you know, when something hasn't been used to using a particular technology, there's you know potential pitfalls involved.
Look, some things can happen. You know what I mean? And it was a great. It's gone viral. It's a great clip of Father Pat Ward in Donegal. He was trying to do his online mass, his Zoom mass, or whatever way he was doing it in the video. And he starts, and like we're telling people, a lot of people this morning, use Alexa and everything if you want to hear this show going forward. Sometimes you just got to be a little specific with Alexa. So he starts his mass.
Right.
And just as the mass is starting, as if it's on cue, in fairness, a recently deceased rapper called Black the Ripper blared out all over the church.
Oh my God.
So it took over the mass.
Now, I mean, generally speaking, you know, traditionally, you know, rap music, elements of rap music haven't exactly been. Holy. You know what I mean? In terms, some of the language might have been a bit choice.
Not as conservative as the church is used to, you know what I mean? There's a big change between Black the Ripper and somebody doing Lamb of God with a tambourine and an acoustic guitar,
Kumbaya and all that sort of stuff.
It's a little bit different.
But I think we actually have a clip of how it went.
Yeah.
Or what was his name? Father Pat
Ward? Pat Ward in Donegal.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Okay! It's Black the Ripper! Slash Samson, Good Child on Productions. Check the freestyle, look.
Black the Ripper. Anyway, a bit of rap in the morning, wakes you up. Anyway, still nice to see you all here in Bordenport this morning. I hope that didn't do anybody's blood pressure any difficulty.
Fair play to him. He handled it very well.
He handled it really well. He's brilliant with it. I love the way it actually comes in at the beef when he's doing In the Name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
So what
and the drum beat kicks in.
What did he say that kicked it off? It just was programmed. And how did Black the Ripper end up?
All accents, he goes, In the Name of the Father and the Holy Spirit. It sounds like a bit of Black the Ripper. So some way Alexa got totally confused and went, thought I missed a beat. And bailed out. It's a really funky way to start the mass. I have to say, in a weird way,
I have to listen to the start of that again because I'm curious as to what would have started it off.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
cocaine. It's Black the Ripper. It's Last Samson.
I still don't hear what he said that made it go off.
I don't really understand why you haven't had that
like,
time.
It's like he's coming in going, okay, Father, I'll take it from here.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? It really is. It's like, you know what I mean? I mean, if for a believer, you'd be thinking, right, that was the Holy Spirit got a little bit bored and says, ah, Pat's a bit of crack. We'll have a little bit of fun here.
Yeah.
I'm going to bag out a bit of Black the Ripper as he gets going. You know, he gets the timing of it is fantastic. That's the best part of
at least the clip that, at least whatever clip it was, it wasn't too choice.
No,
it could have gotten a bit fruity with the language.
I know, yeah.
And that could have been people,
I know, the fact
Donegal people keeling over in shock.
In fact, it was actually a very polite hip-hop man.
Wasn't it?
It's like, good afternoon, I'm Black the Ripper. I just want to introduce myself to the congregation of Donegal. Hope you're feeling well and you do a bit of surfing in Bundoran and all.
Oh, your rap skills are wasted, man.
Wasted.
CSI on the way after 9.